Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Pojo, Pojo, always laugh, never frown. Pojo, Pojo, Pojo the clown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Our old friend, Mike Toomey. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning to you guys.
Well, when was it? A week or so ago, we planned on having you on, and there was some little snafu, and things got mixed up, or times got whatever. But
well, you know what happened? I have a phone here on my desk, and it didn't ring. Like, if you call it, it just, like, went straight into voicemail, and I'm, like, not smart enough to actually remember. Other than wait for the phone ring to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take half the blame.
So, of course,
my bad phone takes the other half.
What we do when friends of ours, guests like ours, Mike, miss their spot on the show is we don't talk for some time. You know, there's this ice cold relationship. Like, sure. Is everything okay with them? And it's like, I don't know. You're supposed to be on here. I don't know what happened. So we've had our cooling down period and everything's okay now.
Yes. I just laid low for a while and everything blew over.
Yes. How are things at WGN, by the way?
Things are going well here. There is a buzz in the newsroom this morning.
Really?
Not really. This is because there was a guy who fell asleep in a plane. He was loading in the baggage in Kansas City, and he fell asleep and then flew all the way to Chicago.
Right. He woke up in Chicago.
Free trip. Yeah. Don't they, you know, like doctors, instruments, don't they count the baggage handlers before the plane takes off?
Probably not. They just kept jamming stuff in. Guy wakes up. What if he woke up, like, somewhere midway and just decided, like, oh, I fell asleep here, and then he opens it up.
Opens the door. What?
Then he got that Wile E. Coyote look where he, like, you see the look on his face.
And he waves and goodbye, blink, blink.
Yeah, he's, like, still for a minute, and then he just falls.
I want him to wake up after they land and then not realize he's in a different city until he walks to the terminal, goes to where the coffee is, pours some green cleaner in a cup.
Look out for the coffee. Want to work on this place.
Yeah.
Looks around.
Kind of sleepy.
The hell? Yeah. So how did he wind up there? Did he fall asleep? Was he a drunk baggage handler?
He was drunk.
Okay.
He was loading up the plane, and I think he just maybe, you know, sometimes you do that thing where you close your eyes and then you just kind of fall a little further asleep.
But you would think that once the plane started taxiing or they closed the doors down there in the baggage area, in the cargo area.
Jet engines that are like 6 inches from the gear. How drunk are you?
Right. The jet engines that are hooked up to this thing would have woke him up because you can hear those pretty clearly inside passenger
the
compartment.
Right.
So imagine how loud the wind and jet engines are as you're whistling along at, what, 400 miles an hour?
And he just does that thing where he, like, picks his head up and then just turns over on his side.
Yeah. How long is that flight from Kansas City to Chicago? An hour?
I kind of figure it can't be more than an hour. Maybe, like, 45 to an hour.
I mean, you're up, you're down. I can see where, boy, I took a little nap. Better get back to work here.
Yeah.
You look around, the doors open, the bag.
400 miles away.
Don't you? Boy, there's so many questions I'd have. Why are they taking the baggage off?
Right.
What's
going on? Didn't anybody say, hey, has anybody seen Dave?
Last time I saw him, he was taking that suitcase into the jet.
So, do you know, I'm sure he's in trouble with his employer. I mean, showing up drunk to work, unless you're a comedian, that's completely unacceptable.
Right. He is suspended until further notice, until they investigate this. They actually had the FBI question him and everything just to make sure he wasn't trying any funny business.
Nope, just sleeping.
Yeah, the FBI came in and took a look at this guy and went, nah, there's not a problem here.
So
there's no threat here.
Speaking of, it's only acceptable if you're a comedian, and of course I'm joking, Mike. It's your profession.
We're doing it for a gag.
Right. Have you ever worked with anybody who's gotten up on stage, you know, loaded, and you go, oh, this is going to go badly?
Oh, a drunk comic?
Yeah, drunk comic. What?
I work with a guy who, one guy I work with who couldn't go on stage unless he was under the influence.
Yeah.
Like, if he didn't have any booze, he wouldn't perform. But I work with one guy, and the last time I ever saw him perform, he told the same joke about three times.
Oh.
And granted, it was a good one.
Yeah.
But each time he did it, it got a little less laughs.
Yeah, but if he kept doing it, it'd get funnier and funnier.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't funny again.
There, like, shirt out of his pants and just hands in his pockets. He's like, so what else is going on? And then he did the same joke. But that's not what else. That's the same thing that's going on.
And no one went up to rescue him or?
No. People were trying. Like, people were kind of hanging by the stage and then, you know, shining the light like meaning get off. And he wouldn't get off. And it just got weird. But eventually he got done after he told the joke the third time.
Were you emceeing or were you the headliner? Where were you in this lineup?
It was one of these shows. On top, to make it even worse, it was like a benefit show where they would get like 10 comedians to perform and everybody just goes up and does like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
So there was a lot of people in the room, you know, just waiting for this guy to not be drunk on stage anymore.
So there were many comedians after him then. So there was enough to kind of like.
Well, I'm surprised those are the only stories you have, because you have been doing this since it's like a huge resurgence when about the time, you know, you were old enough to get up on stage, where comedy clubs were opening around the country.
Yeah, the timing was perfect for me. Like, I started in 82, and then by like mid-80s, there were everywhere. All you had to do was put up a sign.
Right.
You know, that we have comedy here, and they would sell out.
What were some of the names of those places? Do you remember the places that came and went? Like, there was always Giggles and
Giggle Hut, Laugh Factory.
Right.
Giggles, Ha-Ha's, Ho-Ho's,
right.
Giggle Hut.
Yeah.
Loony Bin, Funny Bone, Comedy Barn, Laugh Stop.
So when your parents were saying, well, Mike's a comedian, he's actually performing at, what was the most embarrassing? What?
He's at the Chuckle Bin this week. My parents wouldn't tell anybody that I did this. They were like, I couldn't believe that I was doing this.
The Chuckle Bin.
My mom's favorite line was, comedians are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
When I was starting out, meaning, you know, nothing's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Well, when Brian told his dad he was getting into radio, and this is no joke.
Yeah, he thought I was going to fix them.
He thought what?
He thought I was going to repair radios. Repair them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So, you know, we've all had our moments with our parents, and I'm sure as parents we've all had our moments with our own kids, too. Like, what? You're going to what?
I don't think my mom ever fully got it. I mean, years and years into it, she would, like, I'd be talking to her on the phone, and she would tell me that they were hiring at UPS. Which is a big boost of confidence in your comedic abilities.
It is a large company. It pays well. They have good benefits.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with working at UPS. It's just not what you had in mind, right. Ma.
Yeah, you'd be on TV. Hey, did you see that show that I did? Yeah, I did. You know, they're hiring at UPS for the holidays.
Did you ever have to sit through your mother explaining to other people what you did or what you were doing?
Oh, that's very brutal, actually. Yeah. But she didn't quite understand it. And there would be times where, like, you know, when it got to the point where I was on every day, she wouldn't watch it. Like, wait, why are you not watching this? So, whatever.
But speaking of doing shows, you have a show coming up. Your Christmas show, it's back, the Mike Toomey Christmas show.
It's back. The most fun we have all year doing comedy. And
can we come?
At Route 20.
Can we come, Mike?
God, I sure hope so.
Okay, all right.
We've had so much fun. Remember that one year I showed you guys all those dirty Santa Claus getting late touches? We do stuff like that all the time.
It's a Christmas-themed comedy show. It's a lot of fun. There's audience participation.
If you've ever seen a Playboy in December, there's at least 12 Santa Claus getting laid cartoons to look forward to. So, yes, audience participation. The date is Saturday, November 24th, which is what we always do, the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. And you can get tickets at RTE20.com. RTE, like the abbreviation for route. Route20.com. And I'll give you the number, 262-898-7900.
Mike, you have come so far in the time I've known you. When we first met, there's no way you could have delivered all that information.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have gone, boy, what is it? Where is it? I don't know.
That's it. Wait, yeah. You guys don't have that?
Yeah, right.
We're putting on a show, you know. Just come to it. It's kind of cool. And there's like people and stuff.
Okay. So that information again, you get your tickets where?
At Route20.com. So it's RTE20.com.
Okay.
And you want to hear that number again?
I do.
That number again is 262-898-7900.
Awesome.
Operators are standing by.
What about Christmas sweaters or Christmas garb this year?
We really, really encourage you to wear the more outrageous, the better. The crazy mm-hmm. Christmas sweater is always welcome. Those are the people who have a better chance of winning the valuable prizes that we give out each year.
Right. There are presents, there are gifts under the tree every year. It's a full-blown Christmas show.
It really is. And I have to tell you about one of the special guests this year. I'm really, really genuinely, truly excited to have him on the show. It is Tim Kavanaugh. Have you guys heard of Tim?
Tim Kavanaugh. He's not that guy.
Supreme Court justice,
right? He was the guy who was like drugging all the chicks, right?
Yes. That's... yes. I'm not sure what skill he has yet, but he's going to be there. I think. Oh my God.
That
the guy. Yeah, the guy that was drugging all the chicks. Yeah. But actually, Tim Kavanaugh is, if you've ever listened to the Dr. Demento show, which I know we all did.
Oh, my God. That was, yeah, okay.
Countless hits on that show.
Okay.
And he's just a guitarist, a comedian, endless great funny songs. And I'm so glad that he's doing this. He's fantastic.
You always manage to work a good deal of musical material into your Christmas special, as Christmas specials should be.
Yes,
you know?
Like the old Andy Williams. You know,
you are. Hey. You are no Andy Williams, Mike. Stop it.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I worked with Andy Williams. You, sir, are no Andy Williams.
Right. You ever work? Did you work with Andy Williams? You opened for him somewhere?
No, I opened for Bobby Vinton once.
Really?
Kind of close. That's a great story.
Well, that's Chicago-y, right?
It was Merrillville, Indiana.
Oh,
close enough.
he had a manager, this guy, this like rough-edged kind of New York-y tough guy, and Bobby Vinton was like really nice. So the manager was like the bad cop, and he came out, and I was getting ready to go up on stage, and I had like a sport coat and a button-down shirt and dress pants, and they introduced me to the manager, and the manager gives me the up-and-down with his eyes, and he goes... You're going to wear a suit, right? Like, not hello, not anything. And I said, well, I was kind of just going to wear what I have on now. And he looks at me, pauses for like 10 seconds, and he goes, no F word, no Pollock jokes. And I'm like, really? You think I'm going to go up and tell Polish jokes in front of Bobby Vinton's audience, which is pretty much in their 80s and above.
Wow. Thanks for the guidance.
Yeah.
The instruction.
It didn't hurt.
He was a super nice guy.
Didn't hurt your career. You're doing okay. You're working at WGN now, Michael.
Yes. That was just one of the steps along the way.
Yes. Oh, well, that is fantastic. And the show comes to Racine again Thanksgiving weekend. You can catch the show at Route 20. Again, what's the number? What's
November
the website?
November 24th.
Yeah. The number is 262-898-7900. Call now.
I would get my tickets early because the place is always packed.
We always have a great crowd out there, and I'm really, really excited about something that we want to include you guys in this year. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. All right, so we're coming. You were serious about we can come.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not one of those. Well, sure, you can come, and then we get off the phone and go, don't you? If I see you.
And then you guys show up at the door, and we got a guy going, and you are.
Well, no, you have Muscle out there going, that's them. I didn't think they'd show up. I didn't think those two had the guts to show up here.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I have to worry about every little thing I say ending up on the radio on Monday.
Hope I don't hear about this on Monday.
Do you still get that from time to time? Hey, I don't want to hear about this up there on stage.
Right. Oh, yeah, or they'll say, like, hey, put that on the news next week.
Oh, right, yeah, because you're on TV now, sure. Yeah, that's changed a bit for you.
Put that on the news next week.
Yeah.
And where? Where exactly?
Don't you?
I always told you, this is like the guy that'll come up to you after your show and give you this vile joke. you know, this horribly disgusting off-color joke. Uh-huh. You put that in your act. Where? you just watched me perform. Tell me where I would slate that.
Not during your Bobby Vinton gig, you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because right, you were instructed no Polack jokes,
right?
No F-bombs. So, all right. Michael, we're just about out of time. We got to get rolling here. But if you want to give out that information one more time, you'll be at Route 20 down in Racine. It's the Christmas program. There's presents under the trees, audience participation, wear your Christmas sweaters. It's encouraged.
And I also believe that Vern Cunningham will make another appearance.
All right.
That is
baby.
Fantastic.
He is great. He always has a Christmas song for the show, and I believe he's not going to let us down this year.
Very good. What about Kirk Rocker?
You know what? We can reach out to him.
I'm asking. I'm not trying to set up the show for you. I'm just curious who else might be on the bill. That's all, Mike.
I'll reach out to Kirk. I know we've got Vern in the fold, but I'll reach out to Kirk Rocker and see what he's doing.
All right. I may regret that because he can be a bit obnoxious, remember?
Yeah, I know. He tells the truth, and he's a loose cannon. You can say what he says.
And he may let the F-bomb fly too, man.
He lets a lot of A-bombs fly. I know that.
Yeah, ass-bombs. All right. What's the number for Route 20 again?
It is 262-898-7900, or you can go to RTE20.com.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Me too. I look forward to it as well.
Mike Toomey, our comedian buddy.